Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me, bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody locked in all over North America. All my friends in Canada, all my friends overseas, everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, people locked in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people tuned in, SiriusXM channel 158, and every person locked in on a smart speaker, where all you have to do is ask the computer, call it by name, whatever you call it, and just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined right now by super producer and host Dave Shepard, but there is no show without you. And as normal, for the next 4 hours, we got a lot to discuss. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. NBA is getting ready to go on its all-star break. All of the stars are descending in Salt Lake City, Utah. Sounds extremely exciting. And so we'll talk some NBA as not so much the all-star game or the all-star break. But there's been quite a few news items that have broke here since I was with you last, from last night. Boston Celtics formally announcing Joe Mazzulla as their new head coach. Ime Udoka is done. He's out the door. We've known this for months now, but it is finally official. Zion Williamson. I told you last night I saw this guy on the bench. I'm a little confused as to some of the messages I received by asking if he was a bust. Justin Fields in the NFL. We don't know what Justin Fields will become or what he won't be, but we know this much. He wants to compete in a dome. Why wouldn't he? I believe most players would. I learned this today for all of my friends all over the country who consume sports. Bally Sports, which is a television distributor and operator, they can't pay the teams to distribute the games. This is one of the dumbest deals I've ever seen in my life. Tiger Woods is back. Kevin Durant was introduced to the Phoenix Suns. Earlier today, we learned of the passing of a great broadcaster, almost an MVP, a catcher, World Series champ. It's Tim McCarver, who was one of the premier voices of baseball for the better part of what felt like 25 to 30 years. Tiger Woods. It's been a busy day. If you want to holler at us here on CBS Sports Radio, we got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how are you doing this evening? You good?
I'm good, JR. Thank you for asking. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. So we got basketball to get into. We have football to get into. We'll talk about Tiger Woods and Tim McCarver, Kevin Durant. But this story still has legs. I know in the world of sports, people are always thinking about conspiracy theories and, well, this happened because of this. And there's a conspiracy for this. There's two things. We saw additional footage today that I cannot share with you on the radio because you cannot see what the hell I'm looking at. But there was additional footage today showing that James Bradbury held Juju Smith-Schuster. He held him. We got a different angle. It's clear as day. Everybody can move on with their lives. No conspiracy theory there. The second thing that I continue to see today, after the Super Bowl on Sunday, after the championship parade in Kansas City yesterday, people are still beefing about the turf. There's actually a broadcaster, not a broadcaster, excuse me. There's a journalist or whatever the hell he is on Twitter who took the time to sit down and count slips, defensive slips. He sees that the Eagles slipped at more than twice the rate, I should say, of the Chiefs players. I'm saying to myself, who the hell has time to sit down and document this crap? You don't have nothing better to do in your life? And so we've entered into a place where people are just worried about the grass. And this is one of the worst situations. The man who was in charge of the grass, his name is George Toma, a.k.a. the Sod Father. This man is 94 years old. He's been working on grass and being a groundskeeper since he was 13 years old in 1942. He worked for the Oakland Athletics. If you want to think this is a conspiracy theory, here's the big one for you. He was the groundskeeper for the Chiefs. He's been it since 1963. He works for the Royals. He's done fields and grass for World Cups here in the United States of America. The Olympics, both of them, Los Angeles and Atlanta. He's done it all. And so people are looking at him and they're going, man, this guy has to be in cahoots. He works for the damn Chiefs. George Toma was letting everybody know before the game. And by the way, I was invited out to the stadium. I couldn't make it out there. But I was invited to look at the field, to look at the grass, and talk to this 94-year-old man, George Toma, who just completed his 57th and last Super Bowl. Before the game, he thought the field was absolutely amazing.
This one here is really a great field, the second best field I think we had. In my early days, for the first 27 Super Bowls, we had to grow the grass from seed and be ready in 14, from 9 to 14 days. And we only, in the first 27 Super Bowls, we spent only maybe $1,000. And this one here was $750,000 to
$800,000. Yeah, they spent $800,000. Yeah, do the math. They spent almost $1 million just on this field. And we know the players were out there slipping and sliding. Hassan Reddick, who decided to just destroy Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game, he didn't lay a hand on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes was not sacked once. Hassan Reddick, after the game, he's just like, man, what the hell is this? That was the worst field I ever played on.
I'm not going to lie, it was the worst field I ever played on.
Without making excuses, to get to this level in this game and have it be the worst field ever played on, I mean, it's got to be frustrating to be on.
It was very disappointing, you know. It's the NFL. You would think it would be better, so, you know, we can get some better play. But it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. I don't know. Maybe the league will look at it and tell Arizona they got to step their stuff up. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's not my decision to make. It's not my call to make. Whatever it is, it's what it is.
Well, it's not necessarily Arizona's fault. The league is in charge of the field. It just so happens to be that the man in charge of the field works for Kansas City. You don't work for Arizona. They actually brought in grass. They have developed and grew this grass for about 18 months. Oklahoma State helped put this grass together. They worked on it. It's called Tahoma 31. They were talking about this grass before the game. They were proud of the grass. And then they heard more complaints, like this one. Hassan Reddick might play defense. Jordan Mailata, he plays on the offensive line, and he couldn't get a grip anywhere.
The footy?
Yeah.
That was terrible. But again, the Kansas City Chiefs had to play on it too, you know. So, and to be fair, they kind of said it was terrible too, like in the TV timeout. So I was glad we're on the same page.
Terrible.
Like, man, I'm not a grass expert.
No,
it was just slick. You couldn't anchor. So you know, you had to get your whole foot in the ground. If you try and use your toe, just your toe, you'd slip right away. I mean, you saw the receivers. It's like a water park out there, and we're playing on grass.
Why the hell was the grass wet? Well, they water the grass, obviously. Try to keep it from drying out throughout the course of a game. They got a whole tray outside the stadium where the whole field moves out into the sun. My friends told me they didn't want anyone to videotape or record the field moving outside. I don't know. Maybe security issues, whatever. We've also learned that. You saw Rihanna's performance. Shep, you loved her performance. You loved it.
I didn't love it.
He loved it.
I loved it, sure.
They had a stage, a long-ass stage. They had dancers. They had to put the stage down on a platform on top of the grass. The grass was compacted. I think most human beings, if you've ever seen grass in your life, most of us, grass doesn't just always lay down flat. It moves. It sways. If you apply pressure to grass, it gets flat. You got to pray for the sun to come up to lift it back up, or you got to like manually rake up the grass, pick up the blades. So it's been reported that the field got slick because it became flat, that all the compression of the stage made the grass flat. Obviously, if you've ever dealt with grass or water, you know that that's possible. And that's why these guys were slipping and sliding all over the damn place. And so Oklahoma State, after everybody beefed about their grass, they said that our grass was used for the base layer, but the field was also seeded with a top layer of ryegrass, which has slick leaf surfaces when damp. That and other factors may have contributed to traction issues during play. They also say there weren't any other issues with the grass this year, and that the Philadelphia Eagles, they used Tahoma 31 grass. They've used it for their home games this year. And so they blaming this old man, the sod father, the 94-year-old man. And the 94-year-old man, the sod father, says, listen, folks, I wasn't in favor of the rehearsal on the grass. After Rihanna's people rehearsed on the grass, we had to pick the grass back up because it became flat. And so can we all just maybe relax and stop on the conspiracy theories? I understand the Super Bowl is done. There has to be an excuse. There has to be a conspiracy theory. It just can't be because the Eagles couldn't generate pressure. There had to be a reason. And so let's blame the 94-year-old man who spent his entire life mowing grass. If I'm Hassan Reddick, go ahead, blame the NFL and blame the Cardinals. I can tell you who had no issue with the grass. Happens to be a combination of a winner and a loser. What about Travis and Jason Kelce? They were on their own podcast, the one that I can never remember the name of, The Heights, New Heights. And they sat down and they were like, listen, yeah, the grass was kind of wet, but it was fine by me. Listen to these guys.
Teams struggled with the field at times.
Yeah, the field was not good. It was a slippery field. That's part of the environment. Certain fields sometimes are a little bit slicker. My molds were grabbing really well pregame. I didn't really have many issues running out there.
Yeah.
But obviously some guys did. You know, it's one of those things where you got to try and figure that out pregame if you can and get into the right footwear. It was certainly talked about. And there's one clip that somebody showed online. Both tackles, the entire D-line and Pat all fell like on the same play.
Yeah.
It was not an ideal turf situation out there.
Especially when you got around the paint, the logo on the in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
I didn't have any problems either, though.
And to be honest, I love that. Is it weird?
We're the exact same, dude.
I like that it's not pristine conditions every time. You got to figure it out. That's the beauty of the NFL. It ain't like baseball where you're going to stop it just because there's a little bit of rain coming down.
I want more layers of difficulty.
I want as much that is going to make this out of your comfort zone as possible because I'm going to figure it out.
Good for the brothers. Congratulations to them. At least even the loser brother. Sorry, Jason. At least the loser brother isn't out there complaining. Get over it. I know the NFL season is done. The Super Bowl is come and gone. People are starting to think about free agency. People are thinking about the NFL draft. Get off the grass. The idea of the grass. Get off of the conspiracy theories. Move on. And if you need to, quote unquote, whet your appetite with NFL talk, if you need to whet your appetite more specifically with just football, the XFL is back. Did you forget? Tune into the XFL on Saturday and leave the damn sod father, leave the grass, leave the Super Bowl results in the rearview mirror. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. Matter of fact, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll talk to you about the return of the XFL. And then I want to talk to you about the return of someone who we haven't really seen golf at a league level since the summertime. His name is Tiger Woods. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Conspiracy theories about the grass? Super Bowl 57, they're blaming the old man. They're blaming the stadium. They're blaming Rihanna. How about it makes sense that the grass was wet because they put the stage on it. It was flattened. And anyone who's been on wet grass, especially if now it's going to be flat, makes it slippery. Sounds like it makes sense to me. I think somebody called last night, two nights ago, going, oh, man, well, the Kansas City Chiefs, man, they did something to the grass. What? Find something better to worry about. I mean, damn. If you didn't like what you just saw this past Sunday with the Super Bowl, watch the XFL. The XFL is back. You can watch the, I'm going to butcher these names. Let me get it together so I don't insult them. The Arlington Renegades hosting the Vegas Vipers. The Orlando Guardians taking on the Houston Roughnecks. The St. Louis Battlehawks Sunday take on the San Antonio Brahmas. Brahmas as in Bulls, the Seattle Sea Dragons at the DC Defenders, and we can thank Dwayne The Rock Johnson for the return of the XFL. Shep, are you excited about the XFL?
Not at all. Should I be?
Vic Beasley is going to be there.
I'm not going to lie to you, JR. There's no excitement whatsoever about the XFL.
Is the XFL going to last, though? It's The Rock.
The last thing The Rock worked on did very well, so why not?
Oh, that Black Adam movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie bombed.
It did.
Well, they have distribution here with ESPN. I don't know which team. I know Bob Stoops and is the coach of one team. My friend Hines Ward is coaching another team. Who else do we have? That Rod Woodson is coaching. Martavis Bryant is in the league. Ooh, everybody's favorite QB from Alabama, A.J. McCarron, is going to be throwing footballs in the XFL. Yeah. Shep, this is also some news for you. The X in XFL stands for where opportunity meets reality or something like that. So, I don't know.
But, JR, like, I can appreciate, you know, guys getting second chances. That's wonderful. But we know A.J. McCarron could not play in the NFL. Like, he had a playoff game gift wrapped to him, and he couldn't do anything on the field. Anything. I mean, well, Josh, he makes Josh Johnson look like Joe Montana.
Maybe some of his teammates will actually get a chance in the the NFL.
His life's good enough already, by the way.
Who?
A.J. McCarron's his life is good enough already.
Well, why? He's married to somebody I don't know about?
He's married to somebody that's very, very successful. amazing because he has an amazing partner. And he also, the highlight of his life was what he did at Alabama. That's what we know AJ McCarron for,
well,
not for the XFL.
Who's his partner? Who is it?
Catherine Webb.
I don't know who that is.
There was a broadcaster that got in some hot water for saying everything about Catherine Webb and things that he shouldn't have, and that was Brent Musburger. We all remember what happened with that.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Man, some of these guys, when they get old, they get loose with the lips.
Yep.
They say anything. Rich is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rich?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my phone call again. I just want to redeem myself, if I will. Last time I called you, I was talking about Patrick Mahomes. I thought I said it was the Niners Super Bowl. It took till the fourth quarter for him to throw a touchdown pass. And then I got into the Bengals game where it took a penalty and the kicker to win that game. That's what I meant to say. I don't know how I got into the Eagles Super Bowl. But, I mean, he won that game. The Eagles Super Bowl, I don't take anything away from him. But I didn't mean to say that the Eagles Super Bowl. So I thought there was a misunderstanding.
What do you have to share with us now?
Oh, well, I think the grass is – I like the grass better than the turf. I don't think that was a mistake.
Everybody likes grass better than turf. They played on grass.
Yeah, so I don't think that was the reason. I don't know why they're saying the grass caused a big conflict.
Well, for the same reason that you have certain people who want to say Damar Hamlin has been replaced by a body double. People are always willing to say something, Rich.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's why I was like, where did when they're saying Patrick Mahomes is already better than Joe Montana? I was like, what?
Yeah, well, give it some time, Rich. Thank you for calling from Cali. He's on that good stuff out in Cali. I think Rich knows a thing or two about grass. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of grass, someone who's familiar with grass, he's done a lot of walking over grass. He hits balls into little holes in the grass. His name is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is back in California. The Genesis Invitational. It's the first time Tiger Woods has played golf at this level since the British Open last summer. It's about 7 months. He finished 2-under after round one. He wasn't limping around too much. I think he walked to every hole except for about two. And so Tiger Woods, at 46 years old and multiple knee surgeries and a back surgery and almost lost a leg and 15 majors and... Tiger Woods has done it all. He's trying to squeeze every last drop out of his body. He's trying to last longer than the XFL. Shep, who quits first, the XFL or Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, no doubt.
Damn, okay, you're giving some credit to the XFL. And we know Tiger Woods is, this man is a, well, when he was playing, I was going to say he had a one-track mind, but he had a mind for many things that got him in trouble. But when it came to golf, this guy was a prodigy. This is what he was born and bred for. He's a golf assassin. He hasn't always been the nicest of dudes. He's pretty straightforward. He's no nonsense when it comes to golf. And so earlier today, yesterday, a matter of fact, Tiger Woods was asked, it's like, hey, man, you're here at the Genesis Invitational. You're old. You're broken. You can barely walk. Sometimes you got that sleeve on your leg. Are you just here to have a good time and kind of ride off into the sunset? Like, are you just warming up? And Tiger Woods, he had one of these throwback responses. He's like, nah, I'm here for one reason. Listen to this.
If I'm playing, I'm playing to win, okay? I know that players have played and they are ambassadors of the game and trying to grow the game. I can't have my mind, I can't wrap my mind around that as a competitor. If I'm playing in the event, I'm going to try and beat you. I'm there to get a W, okay? So I don't understand that making a cut's a great thing. If I enter the event, it's always to get a W. And there will come a point in time when my body will not allow me to do that anymore. And it's probably sooner than later. But wrapping my head around that transition and being an ambassador role and just playing and just trying to be out here with the guys, no, that's not in my DNA.
Yeah, nobody wants to keep playing if you can't win. Tiger Woods is obviously trying to warm up here for the Masters in April. He's no longer going to be full-time on the PGA Tour. This is just a warm-up. Get loose, see how your body feels. He definitely wants to try to win. Why would he go out there to just to show up? He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the attention. He certainly doesn't want to go out there and embarrass himself. And so, yeah, Tiger Woods is he's trying to get loose. He's probably not going to win. We may not see Tiger Woods win another Masters or PGA Championship. He may not win either one of the Opens. He's probably cooked in that regard, but you can't discount him because, as we know, it's not over till it's over. Some guy named Yogi Berra said that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Tony calling up from Tacoma, Washington. He can go on down to Riviera. Hey, Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I definitely would go on down to Riviera if there are a few tickets over there at the station. Tiger's not going out just to, you know, have a walk in the park. He's out there to win. And most people have already written him off before. And when he won his last Master, he basically, they didn't think he was going to be able to do it. The last time he won a major, they didn't think he was going to be able to do it. And they had already written him off. And, hey, how many times are you guys going to keep writing this guy off? He's not out there just for his health. He's out there, as you said, he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need another trophy. But he's out there to win. And you got to love the competitive spirit of this guy. You got to know that this guy, this is what makes the greatest of all times. This is what really defines who he is. An all-time great. Are they playing all the way to the end? Are they playing to win? Or are they just playing for their own personal glory? So, you know, hey, hats off to Tiger Woods. And don't worry, if you all need me to represent you all, that's from Fox Sports, out there at the Genesis, I'll go. Hey,
ooh, what?
I'm available.
This ain't Fox. This is CBS. The hell are you talking about? Hey, Shep, he hung up. I offend him?
No, I guess Tony is hard of hearing. I said, JR Sportbrief, CBS Sports Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I guess he missed that part.
No, I don't know what the hell. No, I did offend him. Good. This ain't no damn Fox. This is CBS. I take back everything I said. And Tiger Woods sucks. He ain't winning nothing just because of you. It's the JR Sportbrief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just a busy night. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant. We're going to talk about Bally Sports. It's just a lot going on. Phoenix Suns are actually hosting the Los Angeles Clippers right now in what will be the final game before NBA All-Star Weekend. We open up the show talking about the grass at the Super Bowl. So many conspiracy theories about the damn grass. Right before we went to break, we talked about the return of not only the XFL, but of Tiger Woods, who, by the way, was having a lot of, I don't want to say he was having too much fun today on the course. Shep, did you see the little practical joke that Tiger Woods tried to pull?
No, I did not. I didn't know if Tiger Woods is a practical joke kind of guy.
This is actually going viral online right now.
Really?
And it is so out of character, at least publicly, that people are debating about whether or not it's real. Tiger Woods, I told you, he finished 269, and Justin Thomas is one of his friends. And at one point, after a drive where he outdrove Justin Thomas, Tiger Woods went into his pocket and he handed Justin Thomas a tampon. And Justin Thomas looked down at it and threw it to the grass. Tiger Woods immediately put his hand on his shoulder. They started yucking it up. And it's just like, did Tiger Woods just hand this man a tampon? And the answer is yes. Not the joke that you expected now, was it? Shep is still dumbfounded that the man was handed a tampon.
I'm trying to find the clip as we speak, and I'm looking at it on Busted Coverage and the Golf Channel. You were 100% right.
You didn't believe me?
No,
you didn't believe me?
No. I do. I just can't see Tiger Woods. Like, he's just... JR, you said it, man. Like, with all the distractions that Tiger Woods has found himself in and all the chaos and all the antics and all
Why not have some fun, right?
But the thing about him is, but you said it. When he is playing golf, it doesn't matter if he's the number one ranked player in the world or he has no business being there and he's just there in a celebratory fashion, even though he doesn't believe it. He is locked in. He's not pranking. Like, it's one thing if he's playing with his son, Charlie, but you don't see this. I've never seen this kind of Tiger Woods. And he's playing with two of the all-time greats of his generation, Justin Thomas, a two-time major winner. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't one of his partners also Rory?
Rory McIlroy.
Who can't seem to win a major in the last decade of his life dependent on it, but that's a whole other story. That, by the way, JR, we got to do a deep dive on that sometime. This guy was considered to be the guy to be the heir apparent to Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he's been choking. Maybe Tiger Woods will hand him a condom. I don't know.
I don't know. I never would have thought. Well, he messed up a good thing with Caroline Wozniacki, Rory McIlroy. But, JR,
The tennis player?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know they were together.
Yeah, they were.
Good for them.
I never would have guessed that Phil Mickelson, since 2014, that last time Rory won, I believe, has won multiple majors, and even Tiger Woods in 2019 won the Masters. I never would have thought those guys would be three majors to Rory's zero.
What does it have to do with Tiger Woods handing Justin Thomas a condom?
A tampon. Because those guys, along with, I would say, maybe Dustin Johnson, I would say Colin is in that conversation as well. Brooks, to some degree, even though he's more concerned about people pissing him off than anything else. Those guys are his main rivals. This is a legitimate competition that they're in. This is not like a charity golf event.
Tiger Woods sat up at the stage and lied. He didn't lie. He can still be serious about golf, and then he can also hand a guy a tampon.
If LeBron James did that in an NBA basketball game, he would get crushed by the media for the next 2 weeks. And golf is supposed to be a gentleman's game.
Tiger Woods has pockets.
I understand that.
Where would LeBron get a tampon from?
LeBron James can get anything he wants, JR. He never sits on the bench during timeouts. He's not. There was a whole national brigade about what happened with him girl that was sitting next to him that game.
Yeah.
You remember that?
It is a different situation if you are in a competitive setting, right? And you're just, let's say LeBron James is blowing out the Clippers, right?
Right.
And LeBron James walks over to Kawhi Leonard, who's having a poor shooting game. And then at the end of the game, or while the buzzer's expiring, he just goes here and he gives him a tampon. Like, that would be a little bit different than Tiger Woods just handing his own teammate, just like, hey, man, here's a tampon. I don't know.
There are
other questions that need to be answered, like, where did Tiger Woods get this tampon? He's trying to enjoy the moment, I guess.
That's not – I mean, you don't do that in public. I just don't do that in private.
Well, that's their business, not mine.
Jared, if I handed someone a tampon at work, I would be fired the next day. Like that, there are
You're not Tiger Woods.
That's true. I'm not. But you know what? He's not anymore either.
If you handed me a tampon, I'd look at you and go, what is this? And why do you have it? Why are you giving it to me?
And you'd be very uncomfortable with that dynamic. I mean, you would be like,
I wouldn't be uncomfortable. I'd just go like, what's going on here?
JR.
Are you okay?
I know you're Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collective, but even you would be uncomfortable with a fellow colleague handing you a tampon at work.
How do you know that's never occurred?
I'm pretty sure no one has ever handed you a tampon in your life.
Now think about that for a minute.
Right.
Yeah, probably not. You're correct.
This is bizarre, JR. This is all types of weird.
You sound disturbed.
This is terrible. Like, this guy is Mr., you know, complaining about Liv every chance he gets. Him and Rory, they're on their high horse about that. You're handing a fellow competitor, a two-time major winner, a tampon in the middle of a serious golf tournament? Like, this is the genesis.
Well, this isn't a charity event. Let's rewind a bit. Let's listen to how serious Tiger Woods is about the tournament. This is what he just said. This is how serious he is about winning. No nonsense.
If I'm playing, I'm playing to win, okay? I know that players have played and they are ambassadors of the game and trying to grow the game. I can't wrap my mind around that as a competitor. If I'm playing in the event, I'm going to try and beat you. I'm there to get a W.
That's it. We can stop it there. He's there to get a W, and he was outperforming his peers, and he had a little bit of fun. They're supposed to have fun. Let him have fun, Shep. Let him have fun.
There's, JR, I don't need to tell you this, but there are many ways you can have fun without handing someone a tampon in the middle of a competitive event. It's not a good look for golf. It's not a good look for him. And you know what, Tiger? You actually looked pretty good at the Masters in your last time out. The first round, and we know what transpired the last three.
Hit a leg.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself, Eldrick.
He's just having fun, man. He doesn't know when this is going to be over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andy is calling from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
If you could have heard me 5 minutes ago when you guys led into that, I am laughing so hard, Chef. You've earned my respect, my man. JR. Everybody knows what it means when you hand a man a tampon. Something happened behind the scenes, but I'm with Shep. There's a place for that. So I know you like when your callers get right to the point. If you'll give me 1 minute, I'll unwrap this. I've done football fields. I've resodded baseball fields, soccer fields. I was watching the game with my wife, and they did the slow-mo when players were slipping. And one thing I saw was those chunks of grass flying off their cleats. There were no roots involved. That field, how long has it been since Cardinals were on the field playing the game? They had that long to prepare, and there was no root system in a freshly laid, beautiful field. And it was all for aesthetics. They know that everyone wants to, oh, my God, the field is beautiful. No, that field wasn't beautiful. And as far as the conspiracy theory, it's different if the Chiefs know exactly where to step only. And no, there's no conspiracy. That was a sloppy field. It was played on way before its time. That should have been laid sometime, I don't know, the last time the Cardinals played. And it's risky. So, yeah, being in that industry, that's what made me want to call in. That field was played on probably 2 months before it should have been. There's no root system.
You know that sod father guy, he's 94 years old. This was his last Super Bowl. Why don't you take over?
I would love to. Dude, I live in Rogers, Arkansas. I'm 5 hours away. Can't say that.
Too late. I didn't know people could be so excited about grass. He was so excited about grass, he couldn't even contain himself or his language. The first hour of the show. Grass, water, Tiger Woods, feminine hygiene products. I guess this is the JR Sport Brief Show. Lee is calling from San Diego.
Wow, you put me on quick, bro.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go to break. I may have to cut you off just as fast. Go ahead, Lee.
Oh, man, just about this grass. I wanted to make sure both these teams were playing on the same grass. I mean, to suggest that the Chiefs had an advantage because of the groundskeeper is kind of ridiculous because they're both. Did they give them a clue on what cleats to wear or what's going on there? I found it very funny.
Well, Lee, I got to tell you, man, there's some people that are just stupid. We knew that already.
I'm sure they're playing on the same grass. I mean, I'm on a different kind of grass, but that's a whole different area.
Yeah, I can tell, Lee. I hope it's doing you well, man. Stay away from Tiger Woods, okay?
Bro, you have a good night.
All right, you as well. I could tell he was on that grass. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about someone who also partakes in of the grass, and he does it proudly. His name is Kevin Durant. He's joining the Phoenix Suns. He's actually on the Suns bench right now this moment. I just saw him. He was introduced to the Phoenix Suns fans. He talked about his time in Brooklyn. And then the Suns' old owner, their prior owner, their previous owner, Robert Sarver, he left the Suns' employees with a gift. I'm going to talk about this on the other side. No grass involved. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, sports fans! Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.